Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now already into hour number two on this live December 18th, 2007 edition. Very thankful for all of our wonderful listeners listening on AM and FM stations, the internet, satellite, and WWCR Global Shortwave. The show also re-airs over the network and satellites and AM and FM stations and shortwave from 9 to midnight central. Again, for those that were curious or missed any of the transmission today, just a footnote, if I sound a little bit out of it today or slow, I am sick, I have a cold, but I am here because so much is going on and happening that I just have a fire in the belly to come in and do the show. I love talking to you. All right, I said I'd take calls today and have open phones, and now I'm going to try to move through your calls quicker. This hour I'm going to air some Ron Paul clips and a piece about drugging children and how they commit suicide. We also have some economic news and some police state news, but right now, let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you are on the air.
Hi, Alex. Two quick things. One about the Austin Tea Party and another about the JFK assassination. The Austin Tea Party was a tremendous event this weekend, and I just want to encourage people who have been hesitant about getting out in the streets for any action that there are things that are, you know, very safe, very fun, even family-oriented.
And you meet like-minded people. You meet good friends.
Absolutely. It was great to see buddies out there, and there was probably at least a 500, if not 1,000 of us, and it was just a great day. And I think doing those things initially helps to encourage people to see how it's easy to do these street action things, and we need, God knows, as much of that as we can get.
And it got TV and radio attention, and there were similar rallies across the country, hundreds of them.
Yep, and it's a good thing. And demonstrated a lot of proper views about where we need to head. Alex, on the JFK assassination, I don't know if you've addressed this, I've not heard you, but recently I've come across a fairly short video on YouTube that shows the Secret Service stand down as they approach Dealey Plaza. The Secret Service men being instructed to hop off of the JFK limousine and showing their frustration and surprise at being given this instruction, opening up basically a line of fire for the assassin.
I knew that that had been done, and I'd seen photographs of it happening, but you say you have film footage?
Yes, yes. It's easily Googleable on YouTube. All you need to type in is Secret Service Stand Down JFK, and it'll be the first YouTube option that comes up. It's
okay.
Only 2.5 minutes.
We'll get that posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Al in Los Angeles. Go ahead. Al just dropped, okay. Sue in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have 2 points I want to go quickly. It's about a pro-life presence for Ron Paul at the March for Life, January 22nd in D.C. There's usually 200,000 people there. Most of them are young people. I think they could make a real connection to Ron Paul. Last year, the march was covered with brownback fines. Obviously, it didn't really get him very far, but we shouldn't let these people default to Huckabee, and we should have a Ron Paul presence at this march. There's also a poster online that I've never seen before. It's Ron Paul in scrubs holding a newborn baby wrapped in the American flag. You know, the image is worth
a
thousand
words. That's up on my MySpace account.
Yeah, it's awesome if people download that and make their own posters, whatever. It's very powerful. It, you know, there's a lot of imagery.
What did you think of the money bomb? 6.6 mil, all-time record.
Awesome, but what I'm thinking now is that Ron Paul needs a prayer bomb. I mean, we need to storm the heavens for protection of our country and protection of Ron Paul. Not a gratuitous religiosity like Huckabee, but sincere, humble people really need to pick a day and pray at the state courthouses around the country. And if people don't think that the New World Order isn't offering prayer and sacrifice to Lucifer against Ron Paul, they don't know what's going on. This is a battle between light and darkness, and it's time to fight on all fronts.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call, Sue. Good to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll hear what you have to say on the other side.
It is a big idea.
a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue with open lines today. Coming up later in this hour, we're going to play about four different key audio clips. Three of them of Ron Paul, another on the dangers of psychotropic drugs we're trying to push down our children's throats. Got another report here on Ron Paul that I'm going to go ahead and just cover right now. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Neo-libs label record-breaking Ron Paul money bomb abject failure. Smashing historical fundraising record, not enough for Obama sycophants at Wonkit, which has got tens of millions of readers a day. Neoliberal establishment wannabe ERAG Wonkit and its sycophantic bloggers have dismissed the 2007 Tea Party fundraising event, which set a new campaign record by hauling in a record $6.6 million for Ron Paul's presidential run as an abject failure. Over 50,000, by the way, small donors. That's an all-time record, too. It wasn't big money doing this, which makes this new record even more amazing. Last month, we reported how Swarmy Wonkit, whose writers make a career out of attempting and attending D.C. parties and fawning over Bill Clinton and other elitist scumbags, ganged up with frothing neocon blog Red State to form an alliance and, quote, declare war on Ron Paul supporters. Just like Michael Reagan has now said, Hillary's better than Ron Paul. I mean, they're showing their true colors because they have to, folks. They're establishment. They'll pose as conservatives or liberals as long as they have to, but you get them cornered, they'll show you who they really work for. Amazing. Reacting to the Texas congressman's momentous success over the weekend, Wonkit, who materially refer to Ron Paul supporters as Paul-tards, attempted to scoff at the final amount raised. I was going to wait until midnight to post the results of December 16th's Paul-tard money bomb. But, well, reloading Ron Paul graph for 15 minutes takes its toll on the old patience. It appears that the Tea Party, 07, will accrue $6-plus million, breaking the $4.3 million tally from the November 5th money bomb. The figure was determined by applying advanced algebraic extrapolations to, on the accompanying graph, trend line. In other words, I look at the line and said, I bet it will end up there. Okay, so I'm not a mathematician. I can, however, determine that $6 million doesn't reach the TARD's $10 million goal. We had said it'd be nice to have a two-day event and raise $10 million. Las Vegas said $6 million. 2-1, it would hit $6 million, hit 6.5. Las Vegas was right. It goes on to say the Paul-tards won't win the election, so the bomb was, in fact, a bomb, and thousands of people are broke as a result. So breaking all-time records, 6.6 mil in one day, means nothing. And a bunch of people didn't understand and gave money after Eastern time in those 2 hours that it took to get to the, or the 3 hours it took to get to Pacific time. That was another 200 grand, so it was really 6.8 mil. Judging by the fact that this blog post received a paltry 7 digs, it seems the only abject failure is the instance in Wonkett's abysmal declaration of war against the Ron Paul campaign, which even with the added support of their drooling neocon attack dogs over at Red State, is falling flat on its face while the Ron Paul revolution soars in popularity. That's an important article up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on TruthNews.us. All right. Start your engines, because I'm going to your calls fast. Florence in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Jim, I'm really honored to talk to you. I have one question. What was the document that George Bush signed that's supposed to be effective May 11th, 2008? What does that cover?
May 11th, 2008?
I thought there was a document, or that's a specific date that I heard over the radio. I don't know what program, whether it was Jack Blood or what. But
what was it dealing with?
Well, it was dealing with something like this. I mean, whether it was a New World Order or what, I don't know.
Well, let me throw some dates out. Let me throw some dates out, maybe refresh your memory. May 9th of 2007, or 6-8 months ago.
Yes.
George Bush signed Presidential Decision Directive 51 and an accompanying executive order stating that Congress is no longer involved in continuity of government, neither are the states, and that effectively the presidency is a dictatorship anytime it chooses. Now, that accompanying legislation had been passed in 2006 for in 07-08, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, stating that the entire martial law apparatus is for the American people. It says for insurrection, revolts, riots by the American people. So then 3 months ago in Montebello, Canada, he released it, and it's public, saying the United Nations will direct the executive branch during a disaster, terror attack, or bio-release, or bio-crisis, even if it was, quote, naturally occurring. It really won't be in most cases. So everything we always talked about is now happening. They're lined up. They've got their engines started. They're on the black line. The checkered flag is swooshing in front of them, or the green flag. So who knows what's going to happen? The point is, they are locked and loaded with the gun to our head.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. Let me just say that my husband and I have sent out or are working on our aim is just to give out 200 endgame DVDs.
Wonderful.
So we're working towards the good end. So it's just an honor to talk to you, and thank you so much.
Well, let me say this, Florence. It's an honor to talk to you. God bless you. I mean, listen, I know how many people listen to me, and it is humbling because I'm just an average person. I know a lot of you look up to me, but I just know this. I look up to you, and I look up to all the wonderful things you've done. perhaps Florence was talking about May 11th. They claim that the national ID card, the Real ID Act, kicks in then. Then there's talk about the states, 30-plus states revolting, so maybe it won't implement until May of 2010 or 2 years from now, 2.5 years from now, roughly. That's all red herrings. This is just making a federal law that the states have to have this, and you have to have this to fly or cross state lines. It's an internal checkpoint. It actually says it. Or to go to, you know, any events, you're going to have it standardized. But they get most of the things the states do with the feds aren't laws. They are simply unfunded mandates. But this is a funded mandate, at least partially. And so the states in 93 began the arduous task of converting over to a standardized federal, which had already been standardized international, system. So every state already has the barcode embedded in the digital photo. They do both. They take a digital photo, and then that also creates a barcode. That's what the biometrics do. The black strip on the back can be swiped. Those were the first two things it had to have. The feds said we would like a thumbprint or index print or palm print, but then a standard number is created off that. See, it doesn't matter if it's any of those three, because, and then later they said retina's good too, because they make a scan imprint off that, and then they calculate between the different measurements of the blood vessels in the eye, or the fingerprints in the thumb or hand or fingers, and then they create a number, and then it's assigned, and now your face, your hand, your retina, your thumb is the key to access the database. People say, well, I don't care if they thumb scan me. I don't care. That's for my security. No, it's to track and trace and control you. And then you wonder, how are they now announcing they've got face scanning cameras coast to coast, scanning our faces, and IBM's running it, and put the same system in communist China this year? Told you 6-7 years ago they'd already done it. Now they're announcing it. I was reading industry publications and legislation. It's the driver's license photo is put into the international database. So when you're on the streets of London, the streets of Moscow, the streets of Beijing, it doesn't matter. The streets of Mexico City, they put it in. Those cameras now know who you are. Okay? And we've talked a lot about this, but remember about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, a bunch of air marshals, including the director of sector based out in Colorado, just said they complained, went public, threatened to resign. Some did resign, if memory serves, and said there are no real terrorists. That is, we never run into any real terrorists. And they want a quota of scores of names each month from each officer. And so we have to sit there on the plane or in the airports writing the names of innocent people down, getting the names of innocent people, and putting them in a terror database for the rest of their lives. And they said, ordering something separate, being a vegetarian, asking for something else on the menu, you go on the list. If you take a photo in the plane, if you take a photo in the airport, if they just said a whole score of things that they put you in the database. Now, the Homeland Security database started with about 20,000. Last time I checked, it was 900 and something thou a few months ago. Now, that's the public database. So it's approaching 1 million people in it. Bad credit is put in the database. Everything's put in there. And they use the matrix system, that's what it's called, that a bunch of Bush administration people make money off of and own, to implement this. Giuliani's deeply involved. And so not only are they setting up this tyranny, they get to make profits, huge profits, off of the infrastructure they're putting in place. I mean, Giuliani, this guy's kind of like the new Rumsfeld. I mean, going back 30 years, anything evil, you get to the end of it, you get to the bottom of it, and be Rumsfeld looking back at you. GMO foods, Terminator genes, nuclear reactors, bioweapons, chemical weapons, aspartame, I mean, Prozac. I mean, this guy literally is everywhere. I mean, he's definitely one of the dark generals they dispatch out of Fels of Doom to do their work. Well, now it's Giuliani. Toll roads, taking over water districts, power plants, foreign companies seizing infrastructure. Giuliani. Big Brother tracking, face scanning. Giuliani. son of a mob boss did time for armed robbery. John's supposed to talk about that. We'll be back with more of your calls and a ton of news.
Ted Anderson from Midas. December 18, 2007, gold 890-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $825.08, $406.65 for half, $203.33 for quarter. That's $825.08, $406.65, and $203.33. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
William in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome, William.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, no, I just wanted to... Wasn't it Ronald Reagan that said nothing good but good things about Ron Paul?
Yes.
You know, he needs to read his own daddy's, you know, work. Anyways, I got Endgame. I appreciate that and everything. I was going to talk to you about how do I inform these people that's got their heads in the sand about the FEMA trailers and the vaccines and stuff. What's the best way to get to
the best way is to go, hey, have you heard about how corrupt empires and elites have killed and hurt a lot of people? Are you aware that liberty is very rare and that our government has gone bad and been bought off by foreign interest? Are you aware they're destroying the dollar by design? Are you aware that there's a new world order? Here's a documentary film. That's the most effective thing to do. And frankly, I think Endgame is the most effective film out there, or Freedom to Fascism, or Loose Change, Final Cut, or something along those lines. But if they laugh at you, know that they may wake up a week from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now. They will remember. Very few will never wake up compared to those that those seeds that have been planted will sprout. But if they start laughing at you or being aggressive or seem threatened by it, just move on. You know, a lot of people just try to convince one or two people they know, and they just stay on it and have arguments all the time. Don't make it about an argument. You know, make it like you're like a forest ranger walking up to some campers and going, hey, a grizzly bear has been seen in the area and approached some people. They had to climb a tree. You might want to not camp here tonight. You might want to get out of the area.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you know, walk up to them and say, hey, there's some serious stuff going on. Need to know about it. Here's where you can find out more. I'm warning you, it's up to you to find out more. Just be real matter of fact.
Okay, doke. Yeah, I gave them a copy of Northwoods, you know, the superintendent here at my kids' school, because they got these FEMA trailers in there now. And I was like, you know, that ain't going to work. And then I gave them the, you know, the cover up that Congress went through about the FEMA trailers and everything. And they said, well, it came from the Internet, so it ain't a reliable source, you know.
But they can go to ABC News, Baltimore Sun, and read all about Operation Northwoods. Thanks for the call. Right. Yeah, yeah, this is something else I see people do. It's this denial. They'll say, nothing on the Internet's real. But wait a minute, ESPN's on the Internet. Associated Press is on the Internet. WhiteHouse.gov is on the Internet. The Congress is on the Internet. The Library of Congress is on the Internet. The National Archives is on the Internet. And I've had that happen with me with Operation Northwoods probably on 20, 30 programs over the years, probably more. So I've been talking about Northwoods since before it happened, but you know, since before 9/11 took place. And I'll go on the show and I'll say, here is Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. Oh, that's off the Internet. That's fake. You can fake that document. And then I always go, oh, well, here's Baltimore Sun and ABC News. And they'll read the headline and go, well, that was a long time ago. Besides, it's the Internet. And I'm like, no, no, it's ABC News. Well, they could fake that. No, it's abcnews.com. Every once in a while, there are fake news sites. People will put up like a hoax Fox News story, but it'll be a different web address. See, it's a web address you look at. But see, the establishment knows. They know it's real. They just, for the general public, they just put out there, oh, that's that Internet. But now with close to 80% of the population routinely on the web and web savviness raising to a higher level daily, that tactic is not working anymore. I'm just saying, oh, that's the Internet. I mean, I saw different emails and posts and comments about the video of in St. Petersburg with a Republican Florida straw poll, and they allow Ron Paul supporters can only vote once, and to be fair, it was other Republicans can only vote once. Giuliani can only vote once, his people. But the people running it were Mitt Romney supporters, and they're dirty, folks. They'll do whatever they have to. And I keep seeing that with Romney. They're really bad. And you can act all Christian and good on the surface, but, I mean, it's just wicked fruit. And right in front of news cameras, they just did it. People say, well, that's on the Internet. That you know that YouTube video that was posted, that's the Internet. Well, the paper reported it happened. No, it just isn't real. See, it's that self-denial. It's that willful ignorance. They engineer that into us. And Joseph Goebbels wrote about how good propaganda is multi-layered, but the base layer is just speaking to your own laziness. Speaking to your own, oh, I want to procrastinate. Oh, it's not that bad. Oh, you know, and then you just give in to it. All right. I'm steadily going through your calls, but not fast enough. When we come back, I'm giving each caller 1 minute. 1-800-259-9231. But it's interesting. I love the grab bag. Each new caller with a new point, new topic, new angle, and we don't screen your calls, ladies and gentlemen, unlike almost everybody else.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Troy and Jay and Mike and Eric and Dan and many others. Then I'm going to play, before this hour ends, this ABC News clip. Really whitewashing. And you'd hear this and think that these psychotropic drugs are bad for kids and that they're really exposing it. But this doesn't get into one-tenth of really how bad it is. So I want to analyze this piece to see how even when we think someone's exposing something, they really aren't. Then I got a bunch of Ron Paul clips, some economic news I haven't properly covered yet about the stagflation that Greenspan is talking about. Here at the halfway point in this transmission, we are still shipping out all the orders that come in. All the orders that came in from Sunday and all the orders that came in Monday up until UPS came at 6 o'clock were shipped out. And pretty much anywhere in the U.S. via UPS, you should get them before Christmas. Today, tomorrow, unless you live in the 4 or 5 states around Texas, you probably won't get it until after Christmas. But regardless, if you haven't done Christmas shopping yet, let them get it late. You can go in there, order the books, the videos, the tapes, the T-shirts, whatever you want. It's all about getting the info out. And tell us which address you want us to send it to. And if we ship it out today or tomorrow, they should, some will get it before Christmas, others will get it after Christmas, and you can say, here's your Christmas present. It's a great, you know, even if you're not a Christian and don't celebrate Christmas, it's a great way, a great excuse to wake people up today. There is something you can give before Christmas, though. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can give somebody a yearly membership. Now, a monthly membership is normally $5.95. Trial membership, $5.95, the cost of two cups of Starbucks coffee. But for the month of December, we've done this for the last four Christmases, almost 4 years now this thing's been in operation. Come up in April, it'll be 4 years. But we've been doing this ever since we started, and so I guess three Christmases so far. And in the month of December, you get 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, you know, even if you are not very tech-savvy like I am, it's so easy to sign up. You just go in there, pay by PayPal or credit card, $5.95, or get a yearly membership and get 5 months free. Comes out to 5.3 months free. So you pay for 6 months and some change and get 5 months free for the year. All my films, all my weekly TV reports, special video reports, in-game 1.5, almost 2 hours of extra footage and interviews and behind-the-scenes stuff from in-game that isn't on the DVD or on the extras. That was for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So much there. Thousands of pieces of audio, video, other films have been authorized to post. PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, again, it takes about a minute to sign up. You just click the PayPal account or the credit card, enter that, create a username and password. And you can even create a username and password, give them a monthly subscription or buy them a yearly subscription. Use it for yourself. I don't care. Share it with somebody. And put it in a card. You know, give it to them on Christmas morning or email it to them and say, hey, here's your Christmas present, a membership here. Because in-game, Terror Storm, the quality in the Flash video and the QuickTime and the other systems, it's almost DVD quality now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it is an armory. It is a place to go and arm yourself for the info war with these info weapons, these info bombs. And so if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, don't wait anymore. Use the membership to burn them to DVD, to disc, to CD. Give them to friends and family and just say, hey, this is a pretty wild film, Endgame, or pretty wild film, Terror Storm. Tell me what you think of it. Or, of course, if you want, you can get the high-quality, super high-res DVD directly from us. It's even better quality. And those are also available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Okay, that said, let's go to Troy in Oregon. Troy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to you talk about Romans 13 for a while now, and I never hear you kind of rebut and how to fix the way that people just lay down and roll over for that chapter. In Ephesians, Paul, who also wrote Romans, Paul talks about the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 and 10. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. So we're not supposed to be following these evildoers. We're supposed to stand up for what's right, and I think that Paul is talking about that right there. And I just wanted to give the Christians maybe a little bit of ammo to use to talk about that situation when it comes up.
I've got an idea for you. Your phone's bad, but your info's great. Why don't you write a little 5-6-paragraph article with how Hitler used Romans 13 to control his population, and then give some of those passages that I'm well aware of, showing how it's a complete fraud. Email it to Aaron@Infowars.com or to Paul Watson, and we'll post it, and hundreds of thousands will see it, sir.
All right. Thank you
for the
much
call. You bet. Listen, the ball is in your court. That was a great caller. I had to cut him off, though. Man, I think phones are getting worse and worse. These IP phones and cell phones, like half the calls are like, and I just can't handle it, even though your info is great. Everybody, we've got so many intelligent listeners. I talk to you on air. I talk to you off air. I see the incredible comments our listeners put on the dig points. They make points that I wouldn't even have thought of. So eloquent. We need you to write stories for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I mean, write them, have them sourced. Most of the stuff you send us, we end up posting. I mean, if it's quacky stuff and we can't document it, we won't post it. We'll vet your story real fast, but we need your help. You know, email Kurt Nemo. Go to Truth News and contact him. Send him stories. You know, reader-submitted articles. You can call them letters to the editor, but you can put your own headline on it. We will post it. I mean, you've got the brains out there. We've got the platform. Let's wake a lot of people up. All right, let's move quick here. And yes, all the prophets were killed, or almost all of them, had their heads chopped off, crucified upside down, boiled in oil, imprisoned, beaten to death, stoned, on and on and on and on and on for speaking up against the corrupt government. But man, FEMA's gone in and hired 26,000. It was 13,000. Remember, we broke this over a year before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. And they go out and they say, turn your guns in, hand your kids over, take inoculations, go to FEMA centers. See, it goes from that crazy nut Alex Jones 10 years ago telling you about this stuff to now mainstream news. By the way, we got new listeners. They don't believe me. We found the Marshall Law clip when they finally did a TV show piece on it, the preachers. And of course, Paul said, we've got to fight against the evil rulers. But the churches are on the payroll of the government. And many of them are. Many others are told what to say by their denominations. Here it is. We'll go to more calls.
Will ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different camps.
Now, notice that was in place before. And covertly, about almost 2 years ago, we got contacted by two different pastors. They sent us restricted documents, gun confiscation, forced inoculations, having your families broken up. And notice it was already in place in New Orleans. Now you hear about Rick Perry going, yeah, we're going to confiscate your guns. We're going to put you on buses. We're going to split your families up. We're going to retina scan you. We're going to put you in databases. We're going to check your crime record. Well, that's what I videotaped Marines doing in 1999 in Urban Warrior in Oakland. And they were training to put Americans in camps and break our families up and take our guns. It's them on video. Now, Americans back then saw the video and thought it was fake. They thought I hired the Coronado aircraft carrier, troop carrier ship. It's a medium-sized aircraft carrier. They thought I hired Cobra, Sea Cobras, Chinooks. They thought I hired over 20 warrior fighting vehicles, Marines by the thousands, hovercraft landing. They didn't ever go to the Marine Corps website and see the photos of the video I'd gotten. The Marines were taking photos themselves. They didn't check into it. They didn't go check out the local newscast about it. They just said, hey, it's a lie, doesn't exist. Pretty easy for you to do, huh? Now, you notice there they said the needs of the government versus the needs of the people. I thought our needs are the government's needs. You notice they said to have the people obey the law during martial law. Martial law is when there is no law. The government says does whatever it wants. And our rights are suspended. So, see, now we're having it all introduced to us on TV and radio, how it's good, how it's a good thing, and how it keeps us safe. Let me explain something to the police, military, yuppies, people who think they're part of the establishment and the system out there that are listening. Let me explain something to you. This whole apparatus is built for you. Excuse me, I'm sick. Hold on. This whole thing is about taking your house, taking your pension funds, taking your bank accounts, cracking down, bringing us into third world serfdom. It's in the IMF World Bank documents. They want a police state so they can totally destroy our economy and consolidate everything. For these globalists, it's not about free market. It's about rulership. It's about ruling. It's about hegemon. Hegemonic control. It's about monopoly of power. And the minute their sociologists and psychologists and war gamers, and the minute their computers tell them that they can move with staged terror attacks or bio releases as the background culmination of the implosion of the society into total control, they will do it. Not the day, not the month, no, the minute. They're not ready yet. That's why they're trying to do it by increments and telling you torture is good and secret arrest is good and foreigners and open borders are good for your security and black ski masks are good and tasering you if you don't sign a ticket is good. You poor police officers, you're going to lose everything. And I just want you to understand when all that happens that it was the New World Order that did it to you. And I want all the yuppies and all the people that are into themselves and all the establishment types and all the good old boys that think they've got it all made and all the people on little personal power trips. I want you to know that I saw all this coming, okay? I went to the urban warfare drills. I watched them take over real towns. I watched Marines pull real people out of cars. I watched them build FEMA camps. They didn't do all this because it was their hobby. I watched the congressional hearings where they admitted all this back in the 80s was being set up. This is a long-term strategic plan. And your preachers are out there giving speeches telling you to submit to government every day, and they're on the payroll of the government. I mean, how Soviet Union, how Nazi Germany is that? Every sign of tyranny, every classical thing they did in Russia and Nazi Germany is going on right now. From the black uniforms to the names of the units to all of it. All of it. All right, let's go to Jay in Tennessee. Jay, go ahead.
Yes, on this topic of bio release, natural or probably unnatural, I think it's interesting that if you've had on your show Dean Hagelin before talking about the lone gunman episode where there were, mock...
Yeah, the CIA came. The CIA would come to them, and Dean Hagelin showed up at my door, star of X-Files and Lone Gunman, to tell me this. They would show up at parties, and the CIA would say, you ought to put this in a script. And bottom line, they were approached, they had implanted. Well, for those that don't know, fill in the background.
Well, basically, I think it's on the second season. There was only two seasons of The Lone Gunman, but it's a spinoff of The X-Files, and there was an episode where there were hijacked jets flown into World Trade Towers, and this is, I don't know, what, 5-6 months or something like that, 3-4 months before the actual events of 9/11. And what I'm wondering, I want your thoughts on this, and again, I'm not professing kind of, miraculous, sagacious foresight, but we know that, other instances could be given of, Governor Keating's book before the Oklahoma City bombing. We're seeing quite a...
Yeah, where a Tom McVeigh bombs the federal building.
Right. We're seeing presently, I guess, in our pop culture sort of group mind, we're seeing a continual incarnation, if you will, of the the bio-release epidemic situation.
Well, let me guess, you went and saw I Am Legend.
Well, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking this same scenario, the same theme.
Well, let me just elaborate on that. Fox Television just didn't have a episode where a hijacked jet is, where they try to fly it into the World Trade Center 5 months before 9/11. Let me tell you exactly what it did for listeners that don't know. A criminal group within the government is running hijacking drills and uses that to make the rest of the government stand down. And they use that as the cover, and they claim that hijackers are on board the plane from a, quote, Middle Eastern, ten-horned dictatorship, and that they're going to fly it into the World Trade Center, and that then the Middle East would be invaded. Now, the government was running those exact drills on the day and did it exactly as the movie, as the TV show shows. And if you want to talk about this esoteric stuff, yes, they do that. It's part of their religion. Let me tell you about it on the other side.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
We know it's a war game scenario that has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
And then who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual.
A faction.
A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales. When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them?
That's what it looks like.
What does what like?
Modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir. Keep your course.
We need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
But to make it even more believable, they actually had U.S. government agents, the hijackers, admittedly trained at our bases, admittedly with high-level security clearances, heads of embassies, heads of spy bases, all went public. You say you couldn't keep something like this secret. They didn't. And there had to be more than 50. I was thinking about it during playing the clip of TV ads, radio ads, newsprint ads. On The Simpsons, we posted this up on my MySpace account earlier this week. 1 month before a new Simpsons episode, Bart Simpson holds out a stack of money in his hand and it makes an 11, pointed at a silhouette of New York with the two towers making an 11, and a 9 just pops up in the air right beside it, and he goes, ha-ha-ha, made no sense, didn't even say what it meant. It was like, bing, bing, 9-11 with the towers, and Bart Simpson goes, ha-ha-ha, it's so much fun. And they believe because of what they're into, you could call it Kabbalah, whatever. It's all the same junk that, you know, all these groups are into. That they believe, it's called lesser magic. They believe if you show what you're going to do before in a riddle, it's like the legends of vampires. They've got to trick their way into your house. They have to knock on your door and trick you into saying, welcome, come in. And then later they think they can come back. Look, they're crazy. They run everything, though, and I'm not saying why they do this, I'm not saying that it makes sense. Tom Clancy did a novel about how it was going to happen. And he was fed the info. He admits he was fed the info. Now you can say people inside intelligence were trying to warn us. Why did Northwoods get leaked 9 months before 9/11? The plan to carry out the attacks. You could say it's good people trying to warn us. But Fox, two Fox programs. Stay there. I said I'd get to those other clips. I haven't yet. We're going to finish up with the first round of callers that we've got lined up here. Jay in Tennessee, you wanted to talk about how they're now talking about bio attacks. Yes. Getting you all ready for relocation. All ready. While in the real world, they're training the troops, the clergy, the firemen, everybody else for it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.